This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This live Saturday edition show with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark
Arneberg. If you want to join us and talk about a civil war, it's 855 450 free. I don't buy it personally, and I don't want to see it. Secondly, but Dean and Mark here, 855 450 free like freedom. We've got the Discord on air call in line rooms. They're open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us that way. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us as we go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything. Let's talk to Mark in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Welcome. Doing great.
I just called. I've talked to y'all before. Thanks for the Bitcoin advice, by the way.
You're welcome.
But I spent 7 years in the Marine Corps, and I got to go all over Southeast Asia, you know, and see how, you know, things went in some of the other countries I went to, and the socialism thing, when I was in Russia was still the USSR. And it's like that's what we have fought against since, you know, my dad was in World War II, and right after World War II was the Cold War. And I don't know if people know it or not, but the Nazis were, that was the National Socialist Party.
That's right.
You know, and then the Soviets was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. And correct. The Russians plan to, the USSR rather, plan to take over the country without firing a shot through our education system and our youth. And I think they've done a pretty good job up to this
they've
point.
They've done very, very well. We've actually looked a couple times in the past at Free Talk Live over the last 16 or however many years it's been that we've been doing this now. We've looked at the communist planks and the communist manifesto and kind of matched them up with the status quo in the United States. And what do we get, like 7 out of 10 or something like that?
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Yeah. But they've been implemented here fully.
I'm a history buff, and I don't know, my wife is a teacher, and she's, you know, she's about, thinks about things about like I do, but they don't teach that stuff in school anymore. They don't teach history at all. And
well, they teach their version of history.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
The
and,
one that
you know,
lifts
they changed
the
it
United
to social
States.
Studies. When,
yeah.
Yeah, they changed it to social studies when I was in school. And
I remember that. Yeah.
I'm a bit of a history buff, too, and one of the things I find most interesting is the United States' greatest enemies are always people that we've recently helped. The Soviet Union was, the United States went in and had troops on the ground in Russia during their red and white Russian Revolution thing that was going on there, and the Bolsheviks never forgave us for that, big problems after helping. Same with China. China was on our side in World War II. Then
Mao
comes
exactly.
along, and it just over and over again, how whenever the United States helps, it seems to create more bigger enemies. And this is something, as a history buff, I like to point out to other history buffs whenever I get an opportunity.
Well, now, the Founding Fathers had the right idea, which was to say the U.S. should stay out of world conflicts.
And entangling alliances.
Yeah, yeah. And as you pointed out, it makes things worse to take a side.
Exactly. I can understand helping. Like the situation in Venezuela right now, as far as with aid and stuff. But I was in Beirut when that was going on, and that was a joke, believe me. And
With sandwiches is a lot different than helping by sending in armed men.
Yeah, but when you're helping with sandwiches, it's just feeding one side in a civil war whenever you help, because the other side can never get them.
Well, but all that said, Mark, I don't think the government should be involved in any of that. I think that an individual if you want to go down there and lend yourself to whatever movement or send money to whichever side that you think is valuable, that you think should win, or send food or whatever, then I think each individual should be able to make those decisions. Because then,
I agree.
Then nobody can really easily be targeted. There's no one, you know, entity that did a thing. It's thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of individuals who could get behind or not behind somebody or some group.
The thing that scares me, though, is it's no longer the Democratic Party. To me, it's the Communist Party, is what I see. You know, I mean,
some people
I learned
are
a lot
saying
about propaganda.
That they think the Democrats are going heavily to the left this year. Is that what you're seeing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's not even, it's nothing like it was 5 years ago. Mm. You know, it scares me. I worry about it. I've got kids and socialism does not work.
Well, I don't think that there's any, I think that these predictions of a civil war are overblown, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and all this. I do think that we can't live together. I think that people need to make a distinct choice of a place that is best for them, and like a physical landmass that has the kind of people that they feel like they're more likely to get along with. So, you know, socialist types ought to move out west, to California or, you know, Portland or whatever. Conservative types might want to move to Texas or something like that. The libertarians, the voluntarists, the liberty-loving anarchists ought to move to New Hampshire. And, we should try different things. Have people sort of make a point, deliberate migration towards other people of like mind. I think that's probably what's going to result in the most freedom for the people that want it and the least freedom for the people that don't want it. In that case.
Well, I think most people are libertarian without knowing it.
I tend to agree.
I like that viewpoint, and I hope it's true. And I thank you, Mark, for your call tonight. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts.
And by libertarian, I mean the sort of the greater, if they were to take the world's smallest political quiz, which you can take at quiz.freetalklive.com, they would come out 80-80 or above. Mm-hmm. That, you know, somewhere in that realm, they fall in this large it's not a quadrant because there's five areas, quadrant, mm-hmm. that we call libertarian on the Nolan chart. Not necessarily that they agree with me every issue, every time. And frankly, I don't know what I think. I only believe in science. Mm. I believe we need to be able to test these things. But I can tell you, right now, ladies and gentlemen, as you listen to my voice, you are not free to try a different form of government here in the United States.
Nope.
And you have to be free to be free. You can't claim to be free if you're not free. And if you have to pay, you know, income tax and property tax and sales tax and all these other taxes to support one government while you try to create another, yeah, it's not going to work. Look, people have tried to create governments all over the United States. And sooner or later, the government rolls tanks in on them.
We continue here with more of your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE is our number. Dan is on the line listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hey, Dan.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
You had a fellow earlier, or just a little bit ago, talk about, or maybe it was you, that every country our country goes in to try to help ends up with being a big enemy. I think it's intentional. I think our military-industrial complex makes a whole lot of money off of it. That's what I wanted to say.
I don't disagree that it's intentional. Can you tell me how it works? Because I just want a direction to look when I'm digging.
I wish I knew.
Okay. Yeah, you and I are in the same boat, floating around thinking, I think these people are trying to do this, but we don't know how. And, I think the soldiers are duped. I think the commanders are duped. I think there's a, you know, this elite cadre of weapons manufacturers that knows what they're doing, and the rest of us just don't know.
Yep, I'm going to go.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you.
My peace.
Thanks, brother. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, I wish I knew the tactics. I just don't. You know, I'm a student of history, but this isn't the kind of thing that gets written about.
All right, you can bring up whatever you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We've got those Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open for you. In fact, somebody just jumped into one of them. We're going to get that person on. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. 855-450-FREE or discord.lrn.fm. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? And I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You dial in toll free. You bring up whatever you want. You take control of the airwaves. We can talk about this fear-mongering about the so-called Civil War. We still have that on the table to discuss. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight. And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We've got video clips now, and I'm really happy about it. I'm glad that we got Eric Freerock to come back out of retirement from his cop block days. For people that don't know, Eric Freerock, one of the kind of old school cop blockers, and he's a great video editor as well. And so he's taken video clips from the show, because we do a video version of the show. It's on Twitch right now over at twitch.lrn.fm. That's where you can watch it live. And you can, of course, watch it later on. We also have a YouTube channel. So there's video versions of the show. But, you know, honestly, sitting here looking at us in the studio, it's not that interesting visually to look at. So
he adds all kinds of video.
Right. He's adding video.
Great.
He's adding still images and really kind of jazzing up the show, basically.
And these are things that are shareable. You don't have to consume a two-hour radio program to get involved.
That's the idea.
Right. Go over there, please, right now. Go to clips.freetalklive.com, clips.freetalklive.com, and subscribe to the channel. If we can get enough subscribers in there, it makes everything a lot better. So please, clips.freetalklive.com.
H. Reardon in the Discord chat says, this guy Ian's talking about sounds like a Flintstones character.
Freerock. Yes, it's funny.
Clips.freetalklive.com. We also are posting those clips. So as soon as they get uploaded to YouTube, that link shoots out to our social media, including our Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com, our Mastodon at toot.freetalklive.com, and our Telegram channel at telegram.freetalklive.com. So whichever one of those you're following us on, whether you're subscribing to the YouTube channel itself, which is the Liberty Bits channel at clips.freetalklive.com, or those different social media, you will know where those clips are and how to find them and what the links are to share. And we would appreciate it if you do that. So we continue with your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Ferris, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Ferris.
Good day, fellas. Ferris Freud, checking in from Indianapolis.
Hi, Ferris. Go ahead.
World's number one most often and widely heard caller broadcaster in talk radio.
That is a big claim. You're the most often and widely heard caller broadcaster, so not just caller, but you're also a broadcaster?
When I call and talk with you, I'm broadcasting in the same fashion that you are. Am I
true.
Right?
That's true.
Correct. You're being broadcast.
It's all true. When it comes out of this mouth of mine, it's true. It's all true.
You're a broadcaster.
You're new to me, though, Ferris, so I had never heard of you before, except for that movie, which was really great, but I suspect you have nothing to do with that.
Understood. Now, military intelligence officer, highly educated, very high IQ, member of Mensa. Just want to give my creds to your listeners so that they can weigh what I have to say.
All right, lay it on me.
Lay it on me. We're in Indianapolis because the Catholic Church has fired a lesbian.
I'm not in Indianapolis.
Counselor. What?
Okay. I'm not in Indianapolis. Who's we?
We, Ferris and Friends on LinkedIn. Ferris and Friends.
Okay,
LinkedIn
and because of the
group
Catholic
that goes
Church?
Around the country. We go around the country to enforce what's good and right and Christian. And what we've done is we fired a guidance counselor from the Catholic school in Indianapolis because she's
okay.
lesbian. And she,
oh, boy.
She does not deserve to be employed by the Catholic Church in the school because she is lesbian, because the Catholic Church understands that lesbianism and homosexuality are an abomination, and that type of abnormal behavior will not be held. And the Methodist Church last week told all the lesbians and homosexuals to take a hike and get out of the church, and there will be no more queer marriages in the Methodist Church, and that's why the Catholic...
Doesn't that mean they're just going to go to the Presbyterians then?
Let them go. No, what it does is it means that the
Methodist
Church...
Yeah, let them go. By all means.
Sure.
Queer people of America, go to the Presbyterian Church. Go to the Quaker Church. There are churches that will welcome you, not just nut jobs like this guy.
Do I get to talk? When do I get to talk?
You've been talking the whole time.
Well, yeah, but with you talking over me, let me make my point without interrupting.
No, get to it, smarty pants.
Oh, I've gotten to it. The Methodist Church has distinguished itself, and that's where Christians are going because we cannot handle these.
I left the Methodist Church because they're a bunch of closed-minded a-holes.
What does it mean to be a Christian?
Well, here's what it means. We're Catholic. We're Opus Dei Catholic. You ever know an Opus Dei guy?
Overstay?
Spell it O-P-U-S, Opus Dei, D-E-I,
Opus Dei.
Oh, Opus Dei. Yeah, I read about that in that James Brown, the book. Brown, I don't know what it was. I read it years ago.
So the militant lesbian movement, the militant lesbian movement is out to destroy Christianity, and they're doing a damn good job of it under the leadership of Mary Bonato of Maine. Now,
what exactly? Slow down. What exactly are the militant lesbians doing to destroy successfully destroy Christianity and the Christian movement?
Oh, here they gave you queer marriage in 50 states of your country. In other words, Mary Bonato was the founder of GLAD. G-L-A-D. I'll give a explanation of gay lesbian advocates and defenders. And Mary
I'm going to have questions for you, okay? If you are saying things, I have questions, and I want to have a conversation with you about it. Oh, you've got all the answers. Great. So you're the right person to talk to. Okay.
You bet.
So if you have to listen in order to be able to respond to the question. So if lesbians are... you're not listening. So by definition, if your mouth is moving and there's words coming out, you can't possibly be listening. It's impossible to do that. So let's try this now. Okay.
Go right ahead.
So
you can do it.
If what you're saying is that lesbians, by virtue of the fact that they can now actually get married and express publicly love for one another... some sort of public or private forum or whatever, if they can get married, that's somehow damaging to Christianity? Can you explain how that works?
Certainly is, because Mary Bonato engineered that so nicely right up through the Supreme Court that they've now got curriculum in the schools to send fisting kits into kindergartners.
Fisting kits? What? What did he say?
He said fisting kits, yes.
But can we describe what a fisting kit is for your listeners?
No, I don't think we can describe that. There's certain things can't talk about on broadcast radio. And I
understand.
Whatever a fisting kit is one of those things.
Well, I know, but I talked to Andrew Breitbart about it shortly before his death. And that's why his murder was moved up by the communists. Because he was a...
How do you think the communists killed Andrew Breitbart?
Very easily. All you got to do is read the documentation. How old?
Hold on. I don't know how we got from gay marriage to fisting kits in kindergarten.
To killing Andrew Breitbart.
Ferris, let's just keep this simple.
I think that ship has sailed.
How is it that gay marriage is hurting Christianity? I don't understand that. Keep on topic here, please.
Gay marriage is not sinful. Let's use the term homosexual and lesbian marriages. Gay means merry, bright, and cheery. I'm gay. I am a gay guy. I'm merry, bright, and cheery.
Call it whatever you want. Homosexual marriage. How is that hurting Christianity? He totally just dropped off the line.
The communist got his ass.
I don't know what happened there. If that was the technical difficulty, you're welcome to try calling back or call back any other night. Guys, still want the question and answer. I don't understand how it is two people doing a thing over here with each other has an effect on your religion.
My heart is heavy that such a sparkling intellect has just been snuffed out by the communists in such a way. I mean, I gotta say that these gay lesbian people that took this man out in such an evil fashion, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and South Korea have officially announced that their annual joint military exercises, a particular irritant for North Korea, are ending for good. They'll be replaced by smaller maneuvers instead. Just back from his summit with Kim Jong-un, President Trump tells CPAC the U.S. relationship with North Korea is still strong.
We made a lot of progress, and we'll continue to make progress, and I really think what we're doing there is very important. But we actually had a walk, but I think we had a very good meeting. In fact, when I came home, they put out a statement that actually they were willing to do much less on the sanction front.
While the president was speaking, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was launching his second presidential campaign with a rally in his hometown. He called President Trump the most dangerous commander-in-chief in modern history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. The Discord chat has been invaded tonight by people who think they're going to be able to cause some trouble, it looks like. Sometimes things get a little dramatic in there, but that's why we have moderators, and that's why we have the Troll Zone. Yes, that's right, a channel dedicated specifically for people who cannot get along with others. So if that's you, and you reveal yourself as somebody who cannot get along well with others at all, like your intention is to make a mess out of our on-air now room, you will be put into the Troll Zone, and then you'll meet James.
You think you know what it's like to troll. You don't know nothing, buddy.
So go on to our Discord server. It's usually a pretty cool place to be over at discord.lrn.fm. Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight. Again, discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones and to the fun here, starting out with Charles in Daytona Beach, listening on YouTube. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey there, man. This is my first time actually tuning into the stream here. And your guys' Discord is under attack or something? You guys?
Yeah, we'll see about that. Now, you know you're on the radio, right? So there's certain things you can't say on the radio, or else we have to use our magic dump machine on you.
Do you know what a dump machine is?
Absolutely, man.
What a dump machine is?
Nah, not at all.
Okay, let me explain it to you. Before you go on and say a variety of words that you can't say on the air, we have a magic time machine that moves us 7 seconds back in time. So if you say one of the words, we will drop you, then we will dump you, and the things that you say will not appear on the radio. Go right ahead, sir.
All right, what were you calling about?
Oh, no, no, the dump machine, that's funny. I've never heard of that name for it, but I use the same, you know, I stream on Twitch, and, you know, unfortunately, you kind of get these people that come in, you know, and they like to request stuff, and, you know, it's a real pain. But, but yeah, I know a few people also, you know, interesting call you guys had earlier about the, what do you say, the lesbian militant, what was it?
Militant lesbians were destroying Christianity, was the claim of the caller. He never backed it up with anything. But that was his.
Yeah, plan. Yeah. It's just weird, you know. I feel like, you know, these days in these countries, you get I see a bit of a more divide, and, you know, everyone likes to talk about it. But I mean, you got people that can be as far left or as far right, such as that guy. I mean, you know, just earlier, I'm saying I'm around the. I used to be around the Texas area, but I moved to Daytona Beach. But I still go back and forth and. A couple months ago, I went to Corpus Christi, and they had the, I don't know if you're familiar with them, the Black Israelites.
Aren't they the ones that were yelling at that kid
in D.C.
with the manga hat on?
Yeah, very, very rude, rude people, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, you know, I was getting picked up by a friend. I was like, listen, man, you just go away from that, because they, unfortunately, you know, he's Jewish, and,
They're not friendly to anybody. Because, I mean, from what I can understand, from what we could tell with that situation in D.C., they're mean to Jewish people, Black people, anybody that's not in their group. They basically don't like them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, they just it's just an interesting thing. I actually know a guy who is quote unquote in the group, you know, but he's actually he's mixed, you know, he's half. You know, Black and half white, so it's a bit odd that he would align himself with this group that believes in, you know, I guess Black supremacy, and him being mixed, and that's kind of what I was bringing up is everyone talks about like a civil war or a race war. It's just to me, it's interesting. Like, where do where do the mixed people sort of fall in on that?
Yeah, where do you draw the lines? I think that's an interesting question. Thank you, Charles, for the call tonight. And that's why I don't think that there's any. Potential for any kind of a race war. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just people are mixed. People are, you know, friends with one another. I think for the most part, people are over racism. Yes, there are still racists.
Oh, there's
yes.
certainly people who are angry about race.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But there are still racists on you know, various different sides of things. There's no doubt about it. And yes, those racists now may have the ability to communicate better than ever. You know, they have the internet to kind of bring themselves together with one another, and they can have their own podcasts and their own chat servers or whatever it is they want. But at the same time, I don't think that just because they can be louder now than they've been in the past means that they're any more relevant or means that they're any more, you know, noteworthy or worthy of being talked about or anything like that.
They are certainly driving politics in some ways. I mean, most of the Democrats out there will state Trump's not the problem. It's the people he's brought out of the woodwork that are the problem. And so, therefore, they're being driven by the politics of racists. I mean, they're allowing racists to control their lives. It's amazing.
Let's go to Charles in North Carolina, listening online. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, how's it going? I'm watching on Twitch right now.
Thanks, Charles.
You know, the guy...
Yeah, radio, so we're going to have to hit the dump button on you. And he was on hold while that other caller was on.
Yeah.
So, you know, he got the explanation
unless
he wasn't paying attention. That you can't say the F word on the radio. Sorry. Hello, Twitch audience. Welcome to the show. It seems like we've had an influx of viewers perhaps tonight.
Welcome, Twitch audience.
Welcome.
This is the real radio, and you may not even listen to one. Maybe when you're in your mom's car.
Maybe when you're in your mom was pregnant with you, you heard it through her belly.
Right. That was a radio, and on the radio, you can't say a variety of words. One begins with an F. One begins with an S. Two of them begin with C's.
Yeah,
don't use those words.
33 whole viewers on Twitch tonight, which is unusually, you know, heavy for our Twitch channel.
Yeah, so. we're being watched by the Twitchers. Hello.
Yes. So welcome to the show here. We do a broadcast radio show, and that's one of the other things they love to complain about in the Twitch chat room is you guys need to get rid of the commercials. Like, sorry, we're on the radio. Commercials come with radio broadcasts. in this world.
The way that goes.
Yeah. So we'll take your calls, your thoughts about what you want. He's free, or rather flea market penguin on the line on our Discord server. Hello there.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to call. I'll make it quick. You guys said some really real stuff that, you know, we had the American Revolution. You know, we overthrew the Americans at the time overthrew one set of rich people. And, you know, the next group of people weren't so much better because it was just another group of elites controlling. And then also, you know, you were saying that the military, the war and welfare state basically is basically a massive wealth transfer to the elites and everything. And it's just important to realize that when you say opposition to the state, you're not using the word government for a reason. The word government, you know, the government is a is politicians and bureaucrats, it's bureaucracy. And the government is powerless without the state, the banks, the, you know, the resource industries, the heavy manufacturing, the telecommunications. So obviously, those things all kind of form the state and they exist for each other in a mutual, relationship. That's why you have to use Bitcoin to get out of the banks and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we all want the decentralized solutions to all of these interactions that we do with the tentacles of the state. But what I wanted to talk about is in regards to the race war thing is all these people calling in, these statists, you know, calling in and saying, that, oh, yeah, we're going to have a civil war because they just daring their political opponents to, like, to make a first move so they can have a shooting war and shoot all the people they disagree with, they don't like. You know, it's dumb. Are we really going to shoot each other because of a marginal tax rate or because of, trans rights or because of people's race or whatever's on TV? Absolutely not. I mean, that's not the issue at hand. That's not the real issue that's hurting our country, hurting our freedom, and dropping us further and further down the freedom rankings. It's not, you know, we can have all the, like you said, we have the right to guns, we have the right to free speech, we have that, because, you know, the state says, oh, we can have that much, but, I mean, what's the real source of the problem? It's certainly not Democrats or Republicans, and they're not going to shoot each other. There's no way.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Not going to happen. There's way too much to enjoy about life than, you know, starting some sort of a violent race war out there. I think over time people are coming together more so. I mean, as far as getting over racism, I think that's something that we can get past. Maybe not in this lifetime, but maybe in the next couple of generations or so. Thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We might have time to get you on tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can support the show like Jay Lawrence has done. Jay is a Free Talk Live amplifier at the silver level, which means he's doing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. Bring new internet listeners on board with the show. We got a couple new progressive talk stations on board with us this week because Norman Goldman quit doing his show, and there's no more than a handful of progressive talk shows in the United States right now. So the handful of progressive stations that are left needed somebody, and we were there to help. So we're on board with a couple new progressive talkers, which is fun.
Since we're libertarian, we're less distasteful than the Republicans.
That's right. Well, we agree with them on some things,
yeah.
Just like we agree with some of the Republicans on some things as well here on Free Talk Live. So we continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Reed listening in Daytona Beach. Hello, Reed. You're on Free Talk Live. Reed?
Oh, what's going on?
Hey, oh, we're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts, please.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, my little thing about the, you know, the Civil War conspiracy that, you know, I don't really see it happening. You know, America, you know, we won't, you know, disagree to a point where we would have to go to war over something like that. You know, I actually kind of, you know, back in 2016.
We don't know because you haven't said it yet.
Back in 2016, when Donald Trump was, you know, the presidential election and stuff, you know, America was divided heavily politically during that point. And, you know, I saw, you know, the progressives, the far left Democrats, you know, they were basically, you know, shunning Donald Trump, basically saying, oh, he's all this. And then you have, you know, these groups like Antifa, they were getting light. And then you had all the media, you know, they were basically, you know, shunning Donald Trump so much. And, you know, I actually thought it was going to get so bad to a point where it was going to be a civil war.
But it didn't.
Now, if we, no, it never did. You know, if there was a civil war in America, it would look kind of like Syria. Because, you know, unlike the last civil war we had, which wasn't even a civil war in the first place, it was a full-fledged actual military combat because it wasn't internal. There were two certified nations. But, you know, it would look you'd have all these different factions, all these different viewpoints. You'd have the communists, the anarchists, the far left Democrats, the moderate Democrats, the libertarians sitting back and selling arms to everybody because they're all for the free market economy.
The libertarians that sell all the guns to the people in the Civil War.
That's what the United States should have done between Hitler and Stalin, just sell them arms and let them kill each other.
Thanks for the call, Reed. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Rev. He is on the line watching us on Twitch over at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Rev.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to talk about how obesity, the prominent obesity in this country, is by far the most unfortunately effective deterrent to any effective revolution.
So what are you saying? People are just too lazy and so therefore they don't want to get up off the couch to do something?
Yeah. They're too fat. They're too lazy. Let me tell you something right now. And I've been drinking a little bit with the Jim Beam, okay? But I'm going to tell you something right now.
You've been on hold for 2 hours.
Yeah, I know. You know what I did? I put the phone on speaker because I'm like, I'm not going to be a retard and just like, oh, I'm butthurt. Like, dude, it's good to see the show. This busy. And Mark, as you know, good to talk to you, by the way, Mr. Mark. I did not hit her. Like that terrible YouTube movie. You look like Lee Ermey. I like that crew cut. Anyway,
he does. You're right about
Lee
that.
Ermey.
Our Lee Ermey, the guy from, he's made so many movies. Yeah.
Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Blank. Yeah. Hey, listen.
Rest in peace, by the way. RIP, because he passed away, I think, last year or the year before that.
Yeah, he was kind of young to die anyway.
You're right about that. He always looked so much older than he actually was. Like,
well, I don't
want to
say that about Mark. Come on, Queen, you're mean. Jesus, girl. Ow. Mark's gonna
No, Mark only just now started looking like Arlie Ermey with a new haircut. He's got a new haircut.
Hey, tell Mark that a borderline Nazi, borderline fascist, monarchist, like cross between a libertarian and Nazi is listening to a free talk and is already a big fan of Call to Freedom and questioning authority. Anyway, here's
why
the
would
thing.
I tell
okay,
Mark that he's I sitting just, right here?
Yeah, no, I know it's dumb of me to relay that. Listen, the point is, by the way, that Christian guy, he's a bigger butthole than the Muslim buttholes that, they're bigger buttholes because they push gays off buildings and sell women to death, and of course the stupid LGBTQ morons say, oh yes, we love them, they're our friends, and they want to stone you to death, moron. That's why I myself, as a somewhat a queer person, mostly with gender, don't even associate with them anymore. But anyway, you've got other
somewhat queer.
The show. Huh?
You're somewhat queer.
Yeah, somewhat with the gender. You've seen, ho. Yeah, I can't say the other word because I'll get, blocked with things.
All
listen,
right, Rev.
No,
thanks for the call. Thanks for the call.
I'm not sure what just happened. But he did not use any of the words that he could not use.
He didn't.
Hear that, boys on Twitch?
Despite how drunk he might have been, he didn't say things he wasn't supposed to say.
It's a marker of adulthood.
Let's go to somebody else who's technically an adult. Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes. This new gun control law. I pretty much knew
which one?
That it was just...
Which one?
Well, they passed the FBI. They passed like three different laws.
You mean the New Mexico ones?
Yeah, the New Mexico ones.
The
yes,
ones that the sheriffs are publicly refusing to obey. That they're refusing to enforce those.
Right. Yeah. Like those. I think there's about 26 counties now.
Yeah.
But I pretty much knew from the get go it was never going to go anywhere. I knew this rebellion rejection was going to happen. Do you know how I knew? The red light camera tickets, they tore it up, they spit in it, and they used it to start fireplaces. That's what they used it for.
Hold on. The sheriffs didn't tear up the red light camera tickets. Who's they?
Oh, the people here. When they got the red light camera tickets, they tore it up, and they used it to fire starters, at the fireplaces.
Smart. That's efficient.
I don't know if it's smart, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's putting it to good use, you know? It's a piece of paper.
That's what I'm saying. My point is that they make a law, and they tear it all up. They don't obey.
Yeah, ignore that crap.
Okay, so
That's what more people need to do.
Good people ignore bad laws, Sarah.
Absolutely, Sarah. So are you a good person or not?
Well, what I'm saying is, why would they follow this gun control law? Well, okay, just because it was passed and the governor signed it doesn't mean nothing to the people of New Mexico. So they've had guns any way they want for the last 100 years.
Yeah, so ignore that crap. That's what people ought to do, is just ignore bad laws. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Because you're right, Mark. That is what good people are supposed to do. Which comes back around to that conversation we had earlier in the show where this one guy was saying that he believed that there was going to be some kind of a war between socialists and people that just want to be free. And I said, I'm not sure how many people just want to be free. And he says, oh, there's a bunch of them out there. They're laying low, waiting for the right time. And this, I think, is a mistake. If it's true that there are all these people out there who just want to be free and they're laying low, how about instead of waiting for some sort of violent shoe to drop, for the shots to begin being fired, for your time to rise up in violence against whoever it is that you're going to rise up in violence against, how about instead of that, if there are that many of these people out there, how about they just stop obeying the bad laws? How about just don't obey? How about clog the system? Throw yourselves into the gears of the system and make it so it just grinds to an absolute halt, because nobody will obey all these bad laws. They won't obey the stupid business regulations that keep them out of business or keep them from competing. There's so many things that people could do before going to violence. There's so many more. There's so many more options besides there's the ballot box and then the cartridge box, right? There's also non-cooperation. There's also civil disobedience. There's refusal. There's when it comes to from the states to the federal government, there's nullification. You know, there's a lot of different options where people can say no. You don't have to just hide out and obey, because that's what they're doing when they're hiding, right? They're going along to get along. They're not popping their head up above the waves so they can have it cut off. And I don't blame somebody for doing that. But I don't think it's going to be a success if you're waiting for that right moment to make things violent, because then you're just going to maybe displace one government and then build a whole new one right in its place, because you use the very same tools that you didn't want used against you, which was violence.
It's called a revolution because it revolves. It
goes back around to the beginning.
Right. We need something new.
Exactly. So we'll talk to you tomorrow, whenever we come back. 7 o'clock Eastern Time is when we start the show. Meantime, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.